And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CYGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he tells us the personal story of one of the most celebrated songwriters of our times.
Yes, Nowhere Boy is the story of the man who wrote the song Nowhere Man.
Right.
It's a story about John Lennon and his childhood and adolescence.
My father and my mother split when I was about four.
I put a spell on you.
And I was brought up by an auntie.
In Liverpool.
In Liverpool,
it's,
yes.
I was surprised to learn what you said in your review and watch the trailer. I didn't know that John Lennon's personal story was so dramatic.
Just remember all I have done for you. You would be in a children's home.
When I was 16, I had met with my mother.
Because...
Yes, it's... I hadn't thought too much about it. I suppose I knew in general. But this film, by the way, is approved by Yoko Ono. But some of his family are not so keen on it.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody then remarked that he actually had a nickname, an affectionate name for Yoko Ono as Mother. And when you see the film and his whole experience of mothers and absence of mothers, you can understand that there was something about him that was disturbed and struggling for affection. And that comes through very strongly in the film.
She'll hurt you.
Let's tell people why.
Well, I think it's not because of the performance of Aaron Johnson as Lennon, which is okay, but the two actresses who perform as his mother and his aunt who looked after him are very strong indeed. They're excellent performances. His mother is played by Anne-Marie Duff, who's a good British actress and appears in quite a number of films, actually in a film about Tolstoy, which we'll speak about
right.
in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But she's his mother... and acts as a kind of flibbertigibbet, maybe bipolar in her behaviour, and she really gave him up, although she lived down the street. But the aunt, her older sister, who brought John Lennon up, is played by Kristin Scott Thomas, whom I wouldn't immediately associate with the film about Beatles. But she's a rather prim 1950s matron, reminded me of her manner and look of what Queen Elizabeth looked like, I suppose, in the 1950s and 60s. So the two actresses really make the film and help us understand John Lennon's experience with his aunt and then the discovery of his mother and trying to relate to her with the disappointment of her abandoning him in the past.
Me and Mum have had a bit of a heart-to-heart. Yeah, she said you stole me. Your mother walked out.
You chose to take my son.
I must say, it looks like lots of fun meeting Paul McCartney when he was so young and also Ringo Starr, I think it is, who's the other... Is
no,
it Ringo?
George,
is
Harris, George Harrison.
George Harrison
is in it, yes.
And also Liverpool in the 1950s and 60s. It looks like a really good... portrait of the place and the people.
I'm John. Paul.
Horizontal from the elbow. Strong from the wrist.
Strong from the wrist.
John, be serious.
Yes, it does. They've found very good locations, so you actually get the feel with the locations, decor, costumes, that you are actually there. That's particularly strong. So I'd say even if person is not a Beatles fan, the story of the son and the mothers is universal enough to make it, I think, quite an interesting film to watch.
You know what struck me watching the trailer, of course, is that I didn't hear any Beatles music in it.
No, there's copyright problems always with Beatles songs, especially sung by the Beatles. However, there is a song in it that Paul McCartney did compose when he was young.
If we're going to do this, we should write our own stuff.
I write stuff. Stories. Poetry, you know.
Add a tune to that and you got a song?
I do.
And I think John Lennon might have even written the lyrics for that. So there is something of that early performance. Though John Lennon was mad in the mid-50s on Elvis Presley and wanted to look and sing like him, so there's a bit of Elvis there instead of the Beatles.
Okay. Thank you, Peter.